Okay, we're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order at 5:32 p.m. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the board before we go into closed session regarding items on the closed session agenda? Seeing none, we will adjourn to closed session. Thank you. Hello, everyone. It's so good to see everyone. Thank you so much for coming. And this is a really special night for the district. We are going to go ahead and call this meeting to order at 7:06 p.m. We can ask you to all please rise for the invocation. Ms. Poulos will be doing our invocation.
Dear Lord, please be with us this evening as we make the decisions that are to affect the students and staff of our school district. We want to say a special thank you for all of the hard work from the staff and students that led to the awards that have been presented to our district. And we also want to ask for you to have a special blessing at the end of the school year on all the students. Keep them safe and our staff through all of the end of the year events. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Miranda Jimenez.
Here.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Here.
Mrs. Polis.
Here.
Here.
Ms. Manahan?
Here.
Ms. Kathy?
Here.
Okay, thank you all for your patience. We're excited just as you are, too. Let me go ahead and report closed session. The following action was taken in closed session on May the 22nd, 2012. It was moved by Ms. Poulos and seconded by Ms. Shoemaker and approved to expel the following pupil from the schools of the district. Pupil 201706, education codes 48900C, K, and 48915A2. Unlawfully possessed, used, sold, or otherwise furnished, or been under the influence of certain controlled substances, an alcoholic beverage, or an intoxicant of any kind. Possession of any knife, explosive, or other dangerous object of no reasonable use to pupil and disruption. The pupil is expelled and will not be eligible to apply for readmission until the date set forth in the rehabilitation plans. And the vote was 3-2. Okay. I'm sorry, 3 yeses and 2 absent. I apologize. Okay. Okay. So we are going to go ahead and move over into our presentations. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the first presentation over to Ms. Kaplan.
I am very excited tonight because I have the wonderful opportunity of going around to each of our schools and going to the classrooms and watch the wonderful teaching and the wonderful learning that's going on. And tonight we have a special treat for you. Mrs. Lopez from Orlinda is a kindergarten teacher, and her class has recently had a poetry cafe. And we have asked Victoria, Marcus, Sarah, and Daniel to come and share with us the poems that they read for their poetry cafe and to start our celebration to our classified staff tonight.
My cat. One of my cats is nice. One of my cats is sometimes mean. One of my cats likes to jump. One of my cats likes to lay around. And my dog likes to chase my cat. Ah! Yellowtail and spots. Yellowtail and spots are fast. Yellowtail and spots are scared of the dark. And they are really, really silly because they were born that way. They are funny, too. The golden rule. Children,
do you love each other? Are you all?
always kind and true?
Do you always do
to others
as you have
done do to you?
Big. Some monsters are small. Some monsters have two eyes. Some monsters have none at all. Some monsters are short. Some monsters are tall. I've never met a mother who could scare me at all.
Boo! Woo!
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Where's the peck of pickled peppers?
Peter Piper picked.
Rat-a-tat-tat, who is that?
Only Grandma's pussy cat.
What do you want?
A pint of milk?
Where is your money?
In my pocket.
Where is your pocket?
I forgot it.
Oh, you silly pussy cat.
Mummy's gone to London. Mummy's gone to London to buy a pretty hat. Mummy's gone to London. What do you think of that? Daddy's gone to London to make a little money.
That's what grown-up people do.
Isn't it funny?
Done. I like to have fun with my cars. I like cars that are black, and I keep them in a shack. I have a blast with my fast cars.
I am sweet. I am awesome. I am wonderful. I am autistic. I am helpful.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four, five potato, six potato, seven potato more. It's your batch of soda cracker. It's your batch of boo. It's your batch of soda cracker. Out goes you.
I am magnificent. I am awesome. I am a rock star. I am cool. I am ultimate. I am sharp. Woo!
Miss Mary Mac, 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 all dressed in black, black, black. With silver buttons, 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 all down her back, back, back. She asked her mother, 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 for 50 cents to see the elephant, elephant, elephant. Jump the fence, fence, fence. They jump so high, high, high. They touched the sky, sky, sky. And they didn't come back, back, back until the 4th of July, July, July.
Mrs. Lopez, will you stand up so we can applaud you? You do such wonderful things on behalf of us.
And could the parents of these wonderful poets please stand up, because we've enjoyed looking at your smiling faces from here. Thank you so much for starting our board meeting. This was a real treat.
That was. If I can have the students along with your teacher stand here so that the paparazzi can get your photos real quick. There's a step right here. You can stand on that, make you a little taller. Yes.
Sure.
Where's her hat?
Thank you so much, students. That was excellent. I look forward to your when you get over to middle school and we have some poetry slams. I can't wait to see them. Thank you again. We're going to go ahead and move on to the Classified Employees of the Year, our celebration. We'll go ahead and we have some gifts, and we'll have each principal come on up and identify your employee. And go ahead and say a few words about them, because this is their moment to shine.
So should we start with California, Mrs. Wilds? And Beverly is Otis, office manager.
Ooh, Beverly.
Good evening. It's a privilege to be here tonight to present to you California Schools Classified Employee of the Year. The phrases that come to mind when describing this wonderful lady is extremely hardworking, dedicated to students, staff, and our families, goes above and beyond what is required, and always with a smile. She is a terrific asset to our school. Our Classified Employee of the Year is our office manager, Ms. Beverly Oates.
Mrs. Lesaker from Cameron, and Cynthia Gomez, Special Education Instructional Aid.
Well, it's my pleasure to present our Classified Employee of the Year award to Cynthia Gomez. There's no wonder that the teachers and staff at Cameron School nominated Cynthia. She doesn't really realize what a job description is. She goes above and beyond every single day. And she has a unique talent of connecting with every child in her classroom, and has a way of calming kids down or even their most challenging days, which some days is every day in that classroom. So she is truly worthy of our classified nominee for the Cameron School for the year. Congratulations.
Mr. Fitzer from Merced, and Roxana Afaro, Special Education Instructional Aid.
Oh my God.
So Monica mentioned we have 30 minutes. Just kidding.
Barely enough time, right?
Roxanne is an extremely knowledgeable ELA. The office, the district office requests her endlessly to do self-testing to help out there because she's that good. She was at Merced several years before I came onto the scene, and by working together, we came up with some good strategies to serve CL students. She listens and works well with the teachers she was assigned to and adapted to their different teaching styles. Roxanne was part of a dynamic duo with Ms. Montalongo. Where is she out there? There she is. And they helped each other with helping students a great deal. Roxanne and I had the most fun when it came to judging Red Ribbon Doors. Let's just say it was a committee that captured the truth. Roxanne, we miss you at Merced, but it sounds to me you've adjusted well to Cameron, and you continue to be all about kids. Congratulations.
Thank you. Mrs. Marquez from Orlinda with Odella Marquez, office manager.
Odella is not my slightly older sister, but she's just a good friend. No relation. Good evening. My name is Teresa Marquez. I'm the principal at Merlinda. I'd like to take this time to recognize and thank our classified employee of the year, Odella Marquez. Odella has been at Merlinda for 12 years, and our school would not run as smoothly as it does without her outstanding organization, care, and dedication. She's committed to the entire Merlinda community, and she always, always goes above and beyond. We're so lucky to have her, and we'd like to congratulate her on this very, very well-deserved recognition. Thanks, Odella.
Mrs. Decker, Monta Vista, with Alice Vargas, Special Education Instructional Aid.
I'll say some things.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, please.
She's the one who taught Will math.
This is Alice Vargas, our SDC special ed aide, and she goes above and beyond. She helps out whenever and however she can, and she does take care of the kids very well. She keeps him in line also. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you. Mrs. Sims Orangewood and Jesse Rivera, custodian.
Mine's a whole page, so, no, just kidding. This is Jesse Rivera. He's in his 14th year of service. He's a quiet gentleman who performs his duties effectively and efficiently. His calmness has been witnessed handling emergencies while remaining calm, cool, and collected. His dedication to the community of Orangewood is highly respected by everyone. This man willingly accepts special requests for assistance whenever needed. He is handy and is able to make repairs that most of us aren't able to fathom. Several staff members refer to him as an all-around employee. Mm. Oftentimes after school, a student will need to be in the classroom, and he literally will drop what he's doing and rush over to make sure that that student gets what they need to continue their success without a moment's thought. Our classified employee of the year has a high work ethic, is very responsible, has a great attitude, and is always available to help others. I'm proud to announce our Orangewood's classified employee of the year, Jesse Rivera.
Dr. Torres Vine and Denise Rodriguez, Media Center Assistant.
Denise is our media center assistant, but she also runs our media lab. And the reason why she does that is because I have a rolling cart with 32 laptops on it, and she gets those kids on it. She can help them with their research. So it's not just about checking out books. This woman can do it all. And we go to her, and even the teachers will call her, and she will stop what she's doing. She will go there, and she will help them out in their classroom. The students know that they can go to her anytime. And I think what's best about Denise is that she really does care about Vine. She cares about all of us. She cares about our students. And she does a phenomenal job. We can ask her to do anything. And she's very creative and artistic. And I'm not. So when I have to, set up for stuff and I'm looking at a blank table, I call Denise because she can make the best centerpieces from a twig and a leaf. No kidding. But aside from that, she really does truly believe in what we're doing. She believes in the kids, and she is just an all-around great person, and it's an honor to have her on my staff and for her to be classified employee of the year at Vine.
Dr. Quinn Westcove and Pam Rosenthal, Special Education Instructional Aid.
Well, good evening. I'd like to introduce Pam Rosenthal,
Classified Employee of the Year for West Cove. And I can't say enough about Pam. I think this is your 22nd year as an instructional aide in special ed, and she does the most amazing things for special education students. She does anything that she has to do, goes above and beyond, and every year her job is a little bit different, and she adapts to it, and she makes it work. And she helps those kids, and those kids, one little boy told me last year he couldn't write his name, and this year he told me, you know what, Dr. Quinn? I'm really smart. Do you know what? I'm really smart, and I'm going to do really well on that test that's coming up. And that's all due to Pam. So, I just want to give accolades to Pam as Classified Employee of the Year.
Mr. Travatori, we're going to have him do Edgewood Middle School and Edgewood High School. We'd like Larry Henry from School Plant Supervisor for the middle school to come up, and Laura Olvera from the Administrative Secretary for the high school to come up.
Well, I guess I'll start alphabetically with Edgewood High School first before Edgewood Middle School. High School. Come on first. At any rate, it's a very challenging endeavor to open up a school. And Ms. Olvera was with me from the beginning with this the summer before we started. And again, it's inherently challenging. So we owe a tremendous amount of the success that we've enjoyed these last 2 years at Edgewood High School to her dedication. She's very efficient. She's very organized. Her follow-through, attention to detail, is impeccable. I would say that she's not only the heart and soul of the office, but of our school. And miraculously, she's not only able to manage the office, but manage me as well. In and of itself is quite an accomplishment. So, thank you. And Lawrence Henry represents really both schools, but he was chosen for Edgewood Middle School. And if you look at a huge plant, a huge campus like we have, it's two schools on one campus. It's, again, very difficult. We have so many assembly setups and special events and so on and so forth. You got a day crew, a night crew, a swing crew, et cetera. So it's just one big machine, and I would typify you as being the oil that helps the machine run smoothly. So he's the go-to guy for everything, and I probably don't tell him enough how much I depend on him to you know, serve all of our kids every day. So we give him a round of applause.
Mr. Galicia from Holland Crest Middle School with Karen Louie, Administrative Secretary.
Good evening, everyone. Got my little notes here. Ms. Karen Louie is Holland Crest Middle School's Classified Employee of the Year, as she is an outstanding office manager. She is always well-prepared and organized in all facets of her job. She is efficient in everything that she does in respects to with her job. She meets all deadlines and keeps Mr. Morales and I in check to assure that all paperwork is submitted on time, and that's a huge task. Ms. Louie has established great lines of communication between all staff and directs respective personnel to accomplish certain tasks. She is definitely part of the Husky family, and her work is greatly appreciated by students, staff, parents, and the community. Thank you.
Mr. Nambu from Walnut Grove Intermediate and Pat Hacker, health clerk from Walnut Grove.
So, Pat is not just an amazing health clerk, which she is an amazing health clerk, but she's the face of our main office. She meets with all our parents when they come in. She deals with students when they come in for discipline. She helps staff. She is just someone who is a really beloved person on our campus for just many reasons. This night also is not just a special night because she is our classified employee of the year, but Pat, after many years of serving the district, she's going to be retiring at the end of the year. So we want to wish both her and her husband, Cliff, the best, and congratulations.
Mr. Marentes from Coronado and Sanyo Gupta from Nutritional Services Assistant.
I would like to present Coronado High School Classified Employee of the Year, our cafeteria manager, Sanyo Gupta. Sanyo is dependable, hardworking, and takes on the job of feeding 200 hungry teenagers all by herself on a daily basis. Sanyo always makes sure the Coronado students have a healthy breakfast and lunch and that the students have enough variety to keep them happy. As you can imagine, Sanyo has one of the most difficult jobs on campus and in the district. But she always handles it with grace, determination, and a happy disposition. We are pleased to have Sanyo represent Coronado High School as our Classified Employee of the Year.
Mr. Ruvel Koba from West Covina High School and Victor Mejio, Reception Clerical Assistant.
In only his second year at West Covina High School, Victor has established himself for being a professional, courteous, and very responsive support staff member. As the first person that people meet and greet when they walk into our high school, I'm very proud, and I know the school is as well, to have him be the face that welcomes people onto our campus. I can't say enough about how much he does on our campus, but as an example, we have roughly 200 employees on our school, teachers and classified staff. Victor's in charge of making sure that they're all there, and when they're not there, that there's somebody there to replace them, and that's a daunting task. So he is a great asset to our school, and he's actually now a secretary for us, not a receptionist clerk, so that was a little promotion for him. So congratulations to him. Congratulations.
Mrs. Baston from the administration office and Diana Pham, accounts clerk.
It's a great honor to represent here Diana Pham from the district office. She not only serves the office, she serves all of us. For the last 5 years, Diana has worked in fiscal services in the payroll department, the most important department to all of us. She's service certificated as well as classified employees. And when employees come, Diana always has a positive attitude and a professionalism that actually reaches out to employees, helps them resolve quickly their concerns and questions that many of us have with our paychecks or our benefits. And employees always leave happy, and she's always been able to meet their or exceed their expectation. Diana is a very self-motivated and directed employee. She always goes above and beyond what her normal job duties are and seeking out what we could do to improve going forward, again, to service all the employees. So I'd like to thank Diana for her service and wish all of you to welcome her as well.
We'd like to also take this opportunity of thanking all of our classified staff who really make our district move and go, and we would not be here to educate our students without our classified staff, so we want to thank all of you. I also want to say, looking at the smiles of the teachers, are there any parents here from our classified staff today? But the okay, stand up, please. And right over there. There's tremendous pride for the work that you do, and we thank you. Now, each year, we also select a 2012 District Classified Employee of the Year. And I would like to give Monica Kelly the honor of recognizing this person, because she is the woman behind this whole event tonight with Grace Gardner, and they really put their heart and soul in this. So, Monica, would you like to announce the District Employee of the Year?
Well, each year we as a committee, we gather those that have input from all of the employees of the year, and it's always a very difficult process, but we do select one person as an overall classified employee of the year. And this year the committee, which is made up of representatives of administration, school sites, and CSCA, we have selected Diana Fan as the district-wide employee of the year.
If we can have all the classified, if you can please, everyone, all of the wonderful, wonderful people who've been selected, come stand over here, because the paparazzi out there wants to get your photo. And, Diana, if we can have you in the middle. Okay? Thank you. And go ahead, friends, family, kids, spouses, feel free to snap away.
Whoa. We can't have that happen to our classified employees.
You're not on the job. You're not on the job. What are you talking about? You're not on the job. Yeah, but you're not on the job.
We asked her to
yeah.
You have to wait until Jim's completely better before you hurt yourself.
So we aren't going to talk about transgender kids? I'm not going to transgender. I was going to have fun and just start that.
Ah, cool. That is cool.
California.
I think you want it anywhere.
I bet you could find it anywhere. I bet you could.
Okay, you win.
I know, that's the problem. That's not the point. No, I agree with you, it's not the point. I agree completely. Actually, the one I can't believe is they want to.
If I can get everyone's attention, we have a student. Actually, we want to recognize some students. And then I promise we'll let you all outside. You can take a gazillion photos out there. But just so we can have an audience for the students, that would be great. At this time, we want to recognize our student representatives from West Covina High School. They've done a great job coming to every meeting. Well, at least our other... Jennifer Liu. Jennifer, where are you? Okay, Megan did such a good job that Jennifer never had to sit in that chair. But we do want to recognize you as an alternate, as someone who was ready to step in at a moment's notice. We do have a certificate here, and I'll bring it over, as well as the nameplate we never got to use. So you can hang on to that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being available. Thank you. Okay, we do want to also take this moment to recognize our student rep who was here every meeting. She did a great job. She kept us informed. This was the first year that our student rep actually had to report on all the high schools. And so that was really tough, but she did a great job. She got her reports from Coronado, her reports from Edgewood. We also recognized her last month. She won an award, so we did that. I think Miss Majori's back there in the audience. I saw her. She had nominated her for an award. So we want to go ahead and take this time to recognize Megan. Megan, what college will you be going to? Have you decided?
I'm going to USC.
Yay! Go Trojans! So Megan, if you could come forward, we have a beautiful plaque for Megan to thank her for her service. Here to take photos? No? Okay. Jennifer, why don't you join her, and that way Mom can get a photo of both.
She's a staff member.
ESB direction, not the mom.
Wait, hold on. So much, ladies. Okay, if you all want to go ahead and take a moment to exit, for those who'd like to leave and take your photos with your principals and your staff, you're more than welcome to. We're going to continue with the rest of the meeting, but you're more than welcome to leave. Again, everybody, thank you.
There's refreshments out there, so we might want to take a little break.
We're going to go ahead and reconvene, so if everyone can find their seats again. We're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you for reconvening.
Where's Jessica?
I've made a few announcements. Okay, we still have a few more special presentations. Thank you for those of you who came back. We appreciate that you're here to honor some of the schools. I'm going to go ahead and turn these next presentations over to the superintendent.
are achieving at a high level. So tonight we want to thank and award the schools who received the California Distinguished Schools Award. And we have several: Melinda School, Marco Vista School, West Cove, San Jose Academy, Charter Academy, for receiving this honor. But with the honor comes the hard work that you and your teachers and faculty and staff did on behalf of all of the students. We'd like to ask you to come up. I think we have a class for each of your schools. Maybe our principals can come up.
Just a real quick thank you to my staff. Couldn't have done it without them. Thank you, guys.
Achievement Award, and this goes to Merced, Merlinda, Monta Vista, and San